Blog Talk Radio.
Is he a blood? Is he Crip? Is he that? Is he this? Did he do it? You know. Look, if I shoot you, I'm brainless. Different toilet, same shit, and I'm sick of explaining this. I'm waiting on the raining. My nigga is the plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you thinking. Fucked up, ain't it? Should've known better, and I planned to. But dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it, put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. Let niggas take shots at me, no response. I just flip and pop my collar like the Fonz. You give a nigga a footy, take you one step beyond. They try to play you twice, the third time is the charm. You wanna conversate with the writer of the Quran? Or Old Testament? Don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause, your future's my past, I've been here before. I know when you're scheming, I feel when you plotting. I got mental vision, intuition, I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system. Everybody whispering, whispering. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches calling your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. Yeah, you see me with a bodyguard, that means police is watching. And I only use his weight to keep my clockin'. But when shit goes down, you know who's doing the poppin'. And if you don't know, guess who's doing the droppin'. S dot again, y'all got him in a bad mood. Bad mood, that's bad news. How many times have I got to prove? How many loved ones have you got to lose? Before you realize that it's probably true. Whatever Jigga say, Jigga probably do. Shit, I paid my dues, I made the news. I came in the door for Dolo Blaze the Cruise. And the streets say Jigga can't go back home. You know when I heard that? When I was back home. I'm comfortable, dawg, Brooklyn to Rome. Or any Martin Luther. Don't part with your future. Don't ever question if I got the heart to shoot ya. The answer is simply too dark for the user. And as a snot nose, they said that he got flows. But will he be able to drop those before the cops close in? But the shots froze him, and he's dead and gone from what the block has spoken. My God, everybody's stressing. Who's his baby's mom? Who he got pregnant? Let me tell you,
When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches only your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches only your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know.
Murder in the hall, if you must know. I lost my pops when I was 11, 12 years old. He's probably somewhere where the liquor's taking its toll. But I ain't mad at you, Dad, holla at your land. I grew up pushing snowflakes, the niggas that was pro-based. The stress to take a young nigga, give him an old face. All I did was smoke, joke, think and drink. Cop came and complained, front row watch game. I seen niggas before me with a chance to write their own script. Slip up and change the story. I seen young niggas go out in a blaze of glory. Before reaching puberty, scared a nigga truthfully. I took tricks with so much shit in the whip that if the cops pulled us over, the dog would get sick. Sniff, smell me nigga, the real me nigga. Minus the rumors, holla if you feel me nigga. The streets is not only watching, but they talking now. Shit, they got me circling the block if I'm parking now. Don't get it twisted, I ain't bitching, I'm just cautious now. Stuff under the parka, extra cautious now.
From a street perspective, it's Wild Out Wednesday. I'm your host, L Boogie. He got T-Roll, Styles the Guy, ICE, and the super producer, traffic controller, who be holding us down. OG the Buck. We in the building, baby. What's the deal, ICE?
Oh, man. You know how it is, nice day, baby. And you know NBA is on foot, baby. But guess what? Still Wild Out Wednesday. Football is in effect. And guess what? I'm ready, baby.
Ooh-wee. Man, we got a lot on the marquee today. We got Simone Biles. We got NFL news. We got NBA news. We got the Olympics. And, oh, man, ICE, man. First of all, I just want to say,
we in the building, baby.
Man, your boy, you know, I turned into the new World Wide West, ICE. I was on the flight with my mans and them, Scotty Barnes, who should be, as we, you know, guys flying me kites and everything, should be top five, if not If not five, he's definitely lottery. My man Scotty Barnes. I told you guys remember the name. Yeah.
I seen the special. I seen him yesterday. He was on YouTube. I seen him. I looked up just because of you. I seen his parents and all that. And I said, I seen his game, though. He want to be a – you made him a point forward? That's what you're trying to tell me?
Yes, I did.
Go ahead, ICE. I didn't see something. I said, that looks like some L. Mix stuff. I swear to God. I watched him yesterday just because you know I love you. And I watched him like, okay, that little special on YouTube about 8 minutes. His mother and, you know, his people.
Yeah.
And going to the gym, working on his arms and showing his game down low and jumpers. And then I seen he was like, I'd like to make everybody better, you know. And he was coming down, dunking on people. Hey, I was like, ooh. I was like, ooh, he's nasty. Yeah, he got a little three-pointer. I said, he got some hair. I said, you said Scotty, but I keep on saying, people are really going to check him out. You know your boy going to do that. And I would have said, okay,
right.
I see.
Oh, yeah. Man, I just want to say, man, shout out to Scotty. I told him I was going to shout him out today. I just want to say, man, we was in the trenches early age. I'm so happy and proud for him. And we talked about this long time ago. And if you want it, you'll get it. And he's doing it right now. So shout out to my man, Scotty Barnes. And, you know, I always tell him when he dunk on somebody, you know what I say, ICE? Beat me
What's
up,
that, baby?
Scotty. Beat me up, Scotty.
Ooh, I was saying some one hand jams too.
Ooh. And if he gets that jump shot together, NBA better watch out. He's a diamond in the rough. He's climbing on everybody's board as we speak. Like I said, the Cavaliers may not need him, but if they do, ICE, you know we are in Rocket Mortgage Arena. Streets, we in the building, baby. Man, let's get started. Simone Biles, she's withdrew from the Olympics. She said that it's all about her and her mental health. And we know that Naomi Osaka, she also did that in tennis. But I just want to ask you, ICE, did Simone Biles, do you think is warranted? Because some people, they're attacking her on social media and doing things like that. Do you think that she's wrong for withdrawing? Did she let her team down or did she let the country down? What do you think about this? Is she still considered the GOAT of gymnastics? Street.
Well, she's now the headline of all the Olympics. You know what I'm saying? And she's overwhelmed by the media attention and everything. She's the headline for the Olympics, not just basketball. She's the headline of everything. So that's what made her feel that way. And she had a mental lapse, you know. So everybody has that. She's young age, and she couldn't handle the pressure. So she bowed out. They won a silver, but she felt like she's supposed to win everything, you know what I'm saying, like a gold. And everything she touched was supposed to be gold. It didn't happen. So she felt a stress. So she just bowed out. I don't see nothing wrong with it. Everybody else doing it. If you're 19 years old, it's hard to be the headline unless you're LeBron James or some icon like that young phenom and to handle that pressure. And she just can't handle the pressure right now.
Great. Man, that's a good point, ICE. It's very, very tough, very difficult with today's age with social media. That's why you give a lot of credit to guys like Michael Jordan. You give a lot of guys credit like LeBron James, Serena Williams. With this social media, it's more pressure. It's more pressure. Only thing I will say about this, and I'm going to try to show empathy as much as I can. However, when you do these things, you make me think about the common worker. For an example, we know that we all have mental, especially now with the pandemic, we have a lot of a lot of mental health issues. But I want to ask you, ICE, if you were working at a regular job and you went to your boss and you told them you had mental health issues or you had some things going on mentally and you needed to step away for your job for a couple of days or a week or so, do you think that your job will allow you that with pay? And I ask that question because we do these things and, you know, she's still going to get paid by sponsors. She's still going to get looked at as somebody's doing something courageous within the community and things like that. So I just want to ask you, what do you think is, if this happens every day, would you think that a regular person would still have a job after saying they had some mental health issues and needed to step away?
Well, hey, I did it before. I worked 20 years at the hospital. It should be a job. If you feel like you can't work and you got something going on in your life, I think you should be able to take a couple of days off. You know, if that's the case, you don't need to be at that job. In my opinion, you don't need to be at that job because there's a lot of things going on in this world right now that's caused for mental health issues right now. Everybody's coming out and speaking on it now. So yeah, I think if you're working at a job, you should be able to take a couple of days off if something really tough going on.
Is your job going to let you take these days off, ICE? Like I said, yes, you'll get those days off. But be honest, would they allow this at many of jobs? You will have to fight in a union and fight for those days. You have sick days, whether they're mental sick days, whether they're physical sick days. Yes, you have days to use that. But me personally, I don't think that you get those days back or they'll look at you and say, okay, we're going to keep hiring this guy or this young lady on the job consistently. Yes, you have a union, but you'll have to fight, I think, where she doesn't with concerning her endorsement. But I just want to ask you guys real quick, do you know, do these young ladies or these young athletes understand that it comes with the territory, though? I mean, do you get prepared? I want to ask, do you go see a sports psychiatrist before these things happen, knowing that you may succumb to the pressure? I just want to ask you, do you do these type of things as you go now? Because it's pressure, you know. It's pressing everything we do. It's pressure that you provide for your family on a daily basis as well for the common worker. So I'm just asking you, Ice, you knew this coming in, but did you know you were going to get this much pressure?
Well, until you feel it, until you, you know, she didn't get the gold. You know, they got a silver, and she know she didn't go. And then the pressure just came upon her. You know, I don't know, you know what I'm saying? So we can't feel her body, you know what I'm saying? Kevin Love, some other guys, you know. So I don't know, you know, she probably just got numb. I don't know, you know, so. I mean, I know the teammates is like, you know, some of them probably like, hey, it hurt, and some of them probably like, we with you, you know what I'm saying? But individually, you know, you still got to do your own thing as in the Olympics, you know what I'm saying? So you can't depend on her to win everything. That's probably what it was, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
Streets! Man, when we come back, this is Wild Out Wednesday. When we come back, we're going to talk a little NFL, man. QBs that came back to their team. Distraction or no distraction. It's the streets. It's Boogie. It's ICE. It's T-Row. It's Styles the God. And you already know OG the Buck holding us down. Don't forget, world, you better tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends. Street!
Living the dream, yeah.
We the best music!
Another one.
DJ Khaled!
Hear ye, hear ye. Only kings stand near me. Silicon Valley money mixed with Henny, that's a Fendi. Half a century almost, slice the green like a lawnmower. Till we all on, never fall off, hear a boss talk. You don't hear me, that's your loss. Winner in life, fuck a coin toss. I'm Coinbase, basically cryptocurrency Scarface. Join us, there's gotta be more of us. I'm from the ghetto, what location? 2 seconds from the devil, I live heavenly. In Cabo, with a Mexican sombrero. Drink heavily, health is wealth. Look at wealth in me, wipe your nose. History, my type of clothes. Miss me with the hate. Help so many people get cake. Whips and cream for the crew. No other weed that think fast. The time I spit this, I started some other business. Came from the pitching. Cane in the kitchen. Dangerous missions. Wasting your time if you want my forgiveness.
Sorry, not sorry. Don't mind me. I'm living the dream. Living a dream, yeah. Came from nothing, where the thought that we would be. Living a dream. Living a dream, yeah.
Sorry, that's another B. Haters still ain't recovered from the other B. That's a double B. Now that's a triple B. Can't forget about the other B. White gloves for me. Hater know not to touch me, I'm with the fuckery.
Fuck with me.
Humbly. Nah, respectfully. I'm a project, baby, fuck y'all expect from me.
Technically.
America's disrespect for me. You killed Christ, you created religion. Unexpectedly. Circular ice on Japanese whiskey. On my mezzanine. Overlooking the city of angels. The angel invested in things. Unprecedented run. Everybody's getting banned. We just dance the different drums. I like who I become. Intermittent fasting, but these meals I'm not missing none. Sorry.
Not sorry. Don't mind me. I'm living the dream. Living the dream, yeah. Came from nothing.
It's the streets is talking, sports talk show with a twist of hip-hop. I'm your host, L Boogie. We got ICE, C-Rogue, South of God, OG the Buck. It's Wild Out Wednesday. We been wildin' already, talking about Simone Biles, a.k.a. the GOAT of gymnastics. She's the GOAT. And she's saying sorry, not sorry. I got some mental health issues I need to take care of. And I just want to say this to the world also. I'm glad that they're speaking up too, though, as well, because back in the day, some of these people, they could have reverted to doing something else as far as, you know, drugs or whatever to cope with the mental health issue that isn't subscribed, as the streets would say. So, shout out to the young ladies and like you said, Issa, you know, Kevin Love and others, DeMar DeRozan guy speaking out on, you know, mental health issues and things like that. Man, everybody's in training camp. I know that you're excited about your brownies. I know you are, Ice. I know you about to go to one of these training camps, practices, if
yes,
permitted. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yes, I am. I got tickets.
Yeah. It's the NFL, which stands not for long. And we talked this Saturday about the COVID issues and what the NFL has put in place dealing with guys not taking the shots. And two coaches, one from the Vikings and the New England Patriots, have been removed from coaching staff because they didn't want to take the shot. And a couple of coaches did take the shot, has now tested positive for COVID. Just throwing that out there. But let's talk about some quarterbacks, and they would be a.k.a. franchise quarterbacks. Number one, Deshaun Watson, a sexual misconduct allegations pending. And he had to report to camp where he was going to get fined $50,000 a day for not being there. He's also said that he wants to be traded. And I just want to ask you, is this a distraction to the Texans? Him reporting to camp. Should he be on the commissioner's exempt list during his time? Or should he continue to participate? Is he a distraction to the Texans in the league at this point?
Well, I think so. I think so. It's a distraction because we don't know if he's going to be the quarterback, but he hasn't been charged. And I know the players want to get a quarterback that's going to be comfortable with, and they don't know what's going on with him. So I think it's a distraction. If they're trying to get to the Super Bowl or trying to win some games, at least get to the playoffs, I think it's a big distraction. And I think he's a good quarterback. He's a black quarterback too. I love it. But no, I think he's a distraction right now.
And you say he's a distraction, and I'm going to say this about that: already been a distraction. In 2019, they traded Deshaun Hobson in the offseason. Am I correct? DeAndre Hopkins, I'm sorry. They traded him in the offseason going to 2020. They named their old coach the general manager and fired him 4 games in. Distraction, you want to say they were up 24-0 against the Kansas City Chiefs in the playoffs, divisional round, and lost. You want to say distraction, they were already a distraction. And this compounds it even more, and I feel sorry for the new head coach. But it's becoming a circus, not only for the Texans, but also the NFL. Now, you had to make a decision. Did you decide, Deshaun Watson said, man, I feel as though, do you not report? Because if you don't, it's kind of putting yourself at that I'm guilty in a way. But you have to report and stay pat because you want to be traded. And not only do you want to be traded, you want to show that you're innocent. But you have to trade him because do the team and the players think that Deshaun Watson is all the way in? We know football is a different beast. Everybody has to be in, especially in the locker room. So I really think that they need to take a step back, because we don't know when the cases are going to be up. We don't know when this is going to be decided. So the NFL is taking their time on any type of suspensions or anything because they're waiting for the legal system to play itself out. So distraction always has been and will continue as long as this saga and soap opera continues. But let me ask you this, ICE, down in, the frozen tundra, as we would call it, Aaron Rodgers and my man's in there, Devontae Adams, on their Instagram, same time, same day, put up on their Twitter page, the last dance. That means that I may not go to the playoffs for a long time, Ice. And I might have to come to you for advice because I know you've been there. I know you've been there. And you're going to have to talk me off the ledge on why I should continue to be a Packer fan. Because you're still a Cleveland Brown fan. I don't know what's going to happen with my guys. I've been spoiled. I've been spoiled for the last 30 years with Brett
and Aaron Rodgers, man. I've been spoiled. So I just want to ask you, man, who won in this standoff? Aaron Rodgers has deal been reconstructed where in 2023 is the end of it instead of 2024. He reported to camp, so he would not be fined. Where do the Packers and Aaron Rodgers stand moving forward? What do you think about this situation, ICE?
Man, it's a no-brainer, man. Okay, it's a no-brainer. This is the last year there. I don't care if he won the Super Bowl or not. Okay? He got the team, still got the receivers. You know, he played MVP last year. A hair away from into the Super Bowl. I think he got another shot this year, his last good shot. But guess what? He's going bye-bye. See, then guess what, L. Bliggy? You're going to switch over to the Brownies in a little while. Unless this new quarterback come over there and do the same thing Rodgers did. You know what I'm saying? Sat back and watched and learned from Brett Favre and then took it, find himself and added his twist to it and his own. You know, I can't say who the greatest quarterback there. He probably said Aaron Rodgers, but I don't know. I listened to Brett Favre. Got to a couple Super Bowls. Just, you know what I'm saying? Threw a lot of interceptions, though, but, the same results. You know what I'm saying? So, I know you love some Aaron Rodgers. Talent-wise, yeah. But tougher, the man, nah. You know what I'm saying? He's still, to me, he's the second greatest quarterback. He may be in the history there. And the only reason that Bart Starr should be the first. Okay? But I would go with Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers. Unless he wins a Super Bowl this year coming up, then he'll replace Brett Favre as the number one quarterback in Green Bay. That's my opinion, though. That's just my opinion. But this is last year there, baby. You can buck on that one.
Street! Yeah. I must say, it's the last dance for Aaron Rodgers, but it will not be the last dance for L. Boogie. I'm going to ride with my guys to the end. This will be a hell of a Christmas when I see my second best team, because it is my hometown, the Cleveland Browns and the Green Bay Packers play on Christmas Day. I'm going to enjoy it, as they would say, and we would always say, we're going to enjoy the moment. And I agree, because we always talk about wins and losses. He will still stand as the third best quarterback in Green Bay history until he at least gets to a number two Super Bowl such as Brett Favre did. So I will agree with you on that. And I think we will. I think all the players are all in with Aaron Rodgers and Mr. Adams, because we know they ain't going to pay. We know they're not going to pay Adams what he wants. And he doesn't want to receive a ball from my man Love. But I'm a Love on Love, though, because he's a Packer. And whoever wears that uniform, I'm going to cheer for them every Sunday, every Monday, and every Thursday if we play on one. So, no, I am not a bandwagon fan. I'm going to stay pat, and I believe in our organization. Street, I'm going to ask you this question, too, coming into training camp. Who's the best team in the AFC to compete against the defending AFC champs, Kansas City Chiefs, ICE, before we go to break?
Man, that's the easiest question you ask all year, man. You hear me? The Cleveland Browns, goddammit. Crazy. It's Super Bowl or bust this year. Okay? It's a no-brainer. We ready. Training camp started Monday. I'll be there Friday. Okay? Okay. So guess what? It's on. Defense, we're going to see. Most talent in the league, yeah, we do. You know, but can we feed off that 11-5? We're going to see the first game of the year against the defending AFC champs, Kansas City Chiefs. We'll see where we at. We got a quarterback in his second year, with a good coach, instead of the worst coach in the history, Hugh Jackson, and the silliest coach ever in the NFL history, Freddie Kitchen. And then you had a little bit of Greg Williams. But guess what? He's in the system now. They're ready. It was a hair away last year. They got the receiver on the wing. They got defense that stepped up. They loaded on talent. It's no excuse, baby. It's the year we win the Super Bowl. This is the year the Browns back us. Everybody come down here, and it's going to be about 5 million people down here in the city. You heard it from me. The streets is talking this Wednesday, baby. I'm hot. I'm ready, baby. When you say the Browns, baby, I love LeBron James, but he'll never be like LeBron. You hear me? He'll never be like the Browns, okay? Because this goes on and on and on and on and on and on. Let's go.
Oh, man. And I tell you this. I'll tell you this. It's all on Faker. He bet not fake. This is the year. There is no games off for him. Now, it's 17 weeks in the season. I give you that. No team will go undefeated since the New England Patriots did it. And who wants to? You want to be ready going into the playoffs. If they lose game one, I'm not going to put a lot of stock in it because, it's game one. However, we just need to see the consistency at the quarterback position, ICE, and it all depends on him. You have the talent. You have the depth. I mean, at this point on paper, you're right. It is Super Bowl or bust. It's his fourth year. Is he thinking about his contract, ICE? He has to do well. He has to. He has to.
Well, man.
So
he's a winner, man. He's a winner. He come in as a winner, man. He trying to win. Everybody wants contract. Are you kidding me? This is what they do this for. Everybody want a contract, baby. So yeah, and it's a Super Bowl year too. Get that money right now, baby. You win a Super Bowl and you get that money. Let's go.
It's the Streets of Talking Sports Talk Show with a twist of hip hop from a street perspective. It's Wild Out Wednesday. I'm your host, L Boogie. We got T Row, ICE, Styles the God, OG the Buck. And for those guys who trying to get some contracts. You better double up. It's Nip. The marathon continues just like the streets. And you better tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends. Shout out to all the callers. The Chef, T-Mac, JVZ. It's the streets. Let's go.
Who knew? Who knew? Turn 7 to a 14, 14 to a whole thing. Lord knows it's a cold game. Switch it up on you hoes, man. Big body take both planes. Back seat blowing propane. All black fire gold chains. Young rich nigga boy stuck on his own, man. My new shit sound like a soul train. Tookie Williams over Coltrane. Eric B by the rope chain. RT we for show bang. Tiny Lopes and they go crazy. What you know about the dope game? Was you born in the 80s? Did your mama smoke cocaine? Have you ever seen the whole thing? Was you drove to the streets cause you grew up on show change? Fucked up when the dope bash. It remind me when these rappers drop duds and they clothes change. At the park with the low face. I was standing in front of Knicks with my sack for the whole day. Drive-by, that was road rage. And we park and hop out, learn levels to this whole thing. Old school, play the OJ. Tryna make a slow change. Mama still slaving for a low wage. Tryna double up. Yeah, three or four times, I ain't telling no lies. I just run it up. Never let a hard time humble us. Double up. I ain't telling no lies. I ain't telling no lies. I just
5, 4, 3, 2. That time I got to you. That money, my dreams come true. My life in diamonds. Who knew?
Who knew?
Behind if you let me, I run it, got drowned just to hold you down. I jump up
The more niggas talk, I'ma shine. Might have been way before it's time. Posted with my back against the wall. Life is a bitch, but she mine. The rag 6-2, she has mine. The west side 2, yeah, it's mine. What you know about? Your poster on the wall at the dealership. Leaving the bed, legs trembling. Getting banged on for your Pendleton. What you know about? Your response be the reason you exist. Lucky I ain't get caught up in the twist. Young nigga, blue pager on my hip, so as the champagne spill and the car accelerate and the beat gon' cry, I'll be going to the bank at least 3-4 times. Get handshakes from the branch manager.
It's the Streets is Talking Sports Talk Show with a twist of hip hop. It's Wild Out Wednesday. I'm your host, L Boogie. We got ICE, T-Roll, Styles the God, OG the Buck. We in the building, baby. We've been talking about Simone Biles and her withdrawing from the girls' Olympic gymnastics. She's getting a little bit of flack from that. But we support her, man. I mean, we appreciate her coming out and saying it's a lot of pressure. But some are saying it comes with the territory, but we know we can't get in her head, man. We're not her. We're not those who are, you know, pressured. We all have our issues. So, you know, who knew? You know what I mean? It's Boogie, ICE. We've been talking about the NFL. It's Deshaun Watson. A distraction to the team. To be a distraction to the NFL negatively with these 22 sexual allegations pending. Who should take action? The NFL or the Texans? Aaron Rodgers. He reported to camp on time. Hey, he didn't want to get fined. Don't nothing move but the money, baby. And the money made him move. Street. He had to be in camp. Listen, he restructured his contract. Next year is the final year of it, but we all know how it goes. You dump the contract, you get out of it. You get traded. We know how it go. Him and Devontae Adams, man, they put up on their Twitter page at the same time. Just the last dance. Oh, my. Oh, my. I better enjoy it. Ice, I hope I meet you 2 times, baby. Christmas and the Super Bowl.
I know that's right.
You know what I mean? We've been talking about everybody's been trying to.
I'd rather see Tom Brady.
There you go. There you go.
I'd rather see Tom Brady. If we get to the Super Bowl, if Green Bay gets to the Super Bowl, I'd rather be Tampa Bay than Green Bay. I think Aaron Rodgers is a better quarterback. We can get to Tom Brady. He's too old now. He's another year under the belt. Shit.
We'll talk about that, man. We got a lot of NFL to talk about coming up. Man, it's a lot of things. But let's get to this Olympic basketball before we get to the callers. They lost. They lost to France. I mean, at 1 minute they were winning, but they come back with an impressive, do you think so, impressive victory over Iran by 50-plus points. They were favored by 39 when I talked to my guy from Vegas. So I'm just asking you, ICE, will the U.S., when I say cruise, will they cruise through these Olympics and win the gold?
You know what, Elberg, I'm glad you asked that question. And I hope some listeners are listening to this right here, man. Listen, man. And I'm not comparing. I'm just going to keep it 100. 92 is not like these eras right now. Okay, it was one player was good in those days from Spain and France and Angola and all those. Nobody was good in Angola. So it was Nigeria, whatever. One player was good. Now it's 5 or 6 guys on the team or in the NBA. Been in the NBA, still playing. You got good. They've been in the systems, man, for years. You know, and that's switching up like the NBA switch every 4 years. They got somebody different. They keep the same, almost the same squad for years, you know. So they got the same system, and it's going to be tough to beat those guys, man. They're going to be on the A game, and they're capable of winning it. They're capable. They got the players. And we don't forget about LeBron, James, and Curry, and all those great – no. We got Kevin Durant. You got Lillard. You got some Tatum. You got some good players over there. You should be able to win this. I don't know if it's the Popovich system, going with the Spurs system or not. You seen what Luka Doncic did down there. We just give him the ball and let him walk out. You know what I'm saying? So Kevin Durant can do that, but even if we want to be a team, we understand that, but you got to switch it up a little bit, Pop. You got to if that system stays like that, these teams are loaded with talent and from all over the country right now. And I can't say they're going to – I want them to win it. Is it going to be easy? No. Do I still think they can win it? Yes. But I'm not betting on them this year. I'm not betting on them this year, man. I like this team. The team is deep. You can't just come in and beat up on these teams like you did in 92. There's too many players in the league that play. They got at least 40% of these players overseas or in the league right now, and all these guys got skills. You know what I'm saying? So, and I'm thinking they can win it still. So we're going to see, but it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough.
So I just want to ask this. Are you saying that these players today would beat the 92 team? I just want to get some clarity.
No, I didn't say they would beat the 92 team. No way. But they wouldn't be beating them by 60 points. 150 and 60, 40. No. No.
Okay.
It would be probably still about 20. But they still got, but they got guys who can put the ball on the floor. But I ain't going to say Bird and Magic going to sit up there and take those guys like that. You know they ain't got them no defense. No. You got some guys, you have to probably have to place different players. It would be a whole different game. From the back in those days, man, it'll be a whole different type of level. You got a center who's a defensive player of the year, years, man, in the year up from France. You know what I'm saying? You got good players over there, man, guys in the pros, man. So, yeah, it's completely different. And they probably definitely ain't going to win that dream team, though, but it won't be no 60-point, 40, 30. It'll be about a 20-point blowout. I mean, and it'll be a tough game for a minute, but they're going to have to play these guys. I mean, they'll beat them by 20, but they ain't going to blow them out. And they're going to have to play defense. Michael Jordan can't take everybody. Mm-hmm. Scottie Pippen can't take everybody. And they shoot threes. If they play this game, if they play this type of game of shooting threes, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? So it ain't going to be no blowout. Now, that's all I can tell you. They'll win the goal easily. You know, that's the greatest. That's still the dream team. Okay, I ain't crazy now. I ain't crazy. That's the greatest team ever. I don't get busted. I love LeBron. No. No team is never like that. Okay, so no way.
I love it.
No way.
Oh, man, you had so much versatility on that team. You could play big. Even with your bigs, you could play small, though. You know, even, you know, so if you want to go little, you know, you can go with Charles Barkley and David Robinson as your littles. I mean, you know what I mean? And Scottie Pippen and Mike and Stockton, if you want to go little, you know what I mean. So even that, you know, versatility, it was crazy. So, and if you want to go big, I mean, you got Magic at the one, Mike and Bird and a lot, you know, I mean, excuse me, PE and Malone. So what a team. But yeah, I'm gonna go. I don't think we're gonna win the gold. Reason being, it's some guys on that team that needs to understand the definition of winning, to sometimes sacrifice what you do great and just do it well to compensate for someone else who needs to be great so they can do what they can do for the team. We have a couple guys on that team that's just playing basketball, not understanding how to win. And have they won anything? Yes, they're great players, but are they winners? And I'm not saying they can't be or will not be in the future, but today they haven't won anything. So what do they know about sacrificing? Hey, man, you can say what you want, but Kyrie Irving sacrificed a lot to win. Came over, he politely just said, hey, for us to win, you go to the point guard spot. So it won't be no type of, you know, confusion. That's a winner. So I'm going to say this. Some guys, and you want me to name names? Do we name names in the streets? Am I correct, IC? You want me to name some names?
You can.
I'm going to start with Dame Lillard. I'm going to start with Jason Tatum. Have they won anything? And they've gotten to Western Conference or Eastern Conference deep in the playoffs, but they haven't won anything. As my man IECE would say, it's all about wins and losses, okay? Okay, that's what it's about. And you have to sacrifice sometimes to be able to get there, to get to the goal. And remember, this is the same Pop who coached LeBron in his first Olympics, and they didn't come away with it. So is it coaching or is it the players? I want to know. I want to know. So we'll see.
Yep.
We'll see. I see.
3-8.
Go ahead. I'm listening.
He's 3-5 in the last 8 games under Pop. I'll say 4-5 now. Okay, so he's under 500. Okay, with the Olympic team in the last 9 games, and I'm not making this up. These are facts. Okay, he better get it together, because that Spurs ain't no Tim Duncan over here, ain't no Ginobili, and ain't no Tony Parker. Okay, so he got 5 rings. This is completely different. You know what I'm saying? So, got to get it together, baby. And I feel you on that. I mean, I hope they win it. I ain't like, oh, we're going to win this. Like, no, nah. I'm like, I got to watch these games. You know what I'm saying? Who's showing me something? Ain't no one-on-one no more. You know, but you can have players go one-on-one. Like Luka Doncic, he went crazy. You know what I'm saying? And the USA going to have to see. And I don't see nobody over there can check him.
I see one guy who can check him. Ooh, I'm not going to say that can check him. I'm going to say that maybe can contain him and make it hard. And that's Jrue Holiday. That's the only guy that probably can get all up in him and make it a little bit tough for him to do what he do. It's going to be tough. Throw some guys at him, but they're going to have to sacrifice a little bit of their game. Just to make it tough, man, and you got to understand your role. So I'm not going to put it all on the players, you know what I mean, because as Pop, you have to tell your players what you need to do for us to win, and you need to accept that role, don't you think?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't see no leader. I don't see no true leader over there. That's one thing I don't see. So, you know, so I love KD's offensive skills. Is incredible. But you're not leading the team. Never have.
On that note, KD got to really show his legacy in these Olympics. I see the ICE to be up there with LeBron. I dedicate this song to my firstborn, because he love Lil Wayne. He on the plane. He on the boat right now, you know what I mean, over in some other country I can't even pronounce, man, trying to protect the country. My son, Deontay Wiggins, man, it's his birthday today. He the big 3-1. I love you, son. Just dedicated to you. I know you love Weezy. Let's go.
Put a mic, do what you
ladies and gentlemen, what you have here is Boston, courtesy of the young man, Young Carter, and the great man, Manny Fresh. So what I want y'all out there to do for me is say this, say go DJ,
cause that's my DJ.
Say go DJ,
cause that's my DJ.
Say go DJ,
cause that's my DJ.
So go DJ,
cause that's my DJ.
The Herd of 101,
the hottest nigga under the sun. I come from under the Tommy, bustin' a Tommy. You come from under your garments, your chest and your arm hit. Pow, one to the head. Now you know he did. Now you know I played like a pro in the game. Nah, better yet, a veteran, a Hall of Fame. I got that medicine, I'm better than all the names. Hey, it's Cash Money Records, main a lawless gang. Put some water on the track, fresh for all this flame. Wear a helmet when you bang it, man, and guard your brain. Cause the flow is spasmatic, what they call insane. They ain't my motherfucker, ain't my get dope, boy. And you already know that pin. show that Bentley. Son of my paw, so you know that's in me. Got in my mentor, so don't go down with me. LT, turn it blunt. Traffic rush hour, GT bent, roof is absent. Your bitch present with the music blasting, and she keep asking, how I shoot if it's plastic? I tell her, you see if your boy run up, she step back and cut the quarterback up. Up a show, hey Big Mike, they better step their authority up before they step to a sergeant, son. I got army guns. You niggas never harming, young. Fly with me, my opponent's done, I'm done talking. And I ain't just begun, I've been running my city like Diddy, your chump. I fly by you in a foreign whip, on a throttle with a model bony bitch. Paraphony, her hair is long as shit, to her thong and shit. Well, here we go, so hold on to this, now let's go. Hold on, Mr. Blunt.
Shout out to my son once again, D Wiggs. It's his birthday today. That's my son, man. He over in Spain somewhere or Nigeria. Who knows, man? But, you know, he always tune in to the streets because he goes to blogtalkradio.com, category sports, and he types in the search box, the streets is talking. And him and his, you know what I mean, guys on that shit, man, they listen to the show. You know what I mean? And we listen to all over in, you know, Turkey and Poland and South America, Brazil. I mean, we all over the world, Canada. So, you know what I mean? You always got to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends, man. Shout out to my other son down there in Orlando, man. Him and his people, they listening to the show. You know what I mean? Shout out to all the visitors in the asylum, man. You know what I mean? ICE, the draft is tomorrow. The draft is tomorrow. And I know you're an NBA guy, man. So don't sit up here and tell me that you don't know what's going on with this draft. I know you got a lot going on, but I know you got a lot to know about the draft. I'm going to ask you, man, do you see any blockbuster trades coming up? Do you think that the Detroit Pistons are going to do something crazy and not draft Cade Cunningham? And do you think that Eric, you know, Mobley is going to go to the Cavs? Is it a sure thing, 1, 2, 3? I'm just going to ask you, man. You in the streets, and it is in a case of emergency. So, ice, baby. Streets.
Man. You know what, L Boogie? Again, you put your boy on the spot. Because guess what? I looked at your boy Scotty Barnes you've been bragging about for the last year. I didn't know. Okay, I looked at a little, I seen a little bit, but I finally went into the lab on him yesterday, and I was impressed, right? But I got to go with Evan Mobley as our big man, as a four man, come block some shots, get on the wing, dunk, you know, you can get off the dribble. He's a legit four. We need a legit four. And I like Barnes, too, though. I'm like, wow. So I was shocked on that. You know what I'm saying? So, that, you know, so I like guys who can shoot it and put it on the floor and can make guys better. You know, so I've seen that in him. But I think the Cavs need a guy who's going to, you know, block shots, get out on the wing, defend LeBron James and the Kevin Durant. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I didn't see Barnes' defense like that. I see that he got the offensive game, and I'm quite sure he's going to get better at everything. But I do know Mobley is a defensive guy. He can get out on the wing. He's athletic. He can dunk the ball. He can get basket. He can score. So I'm going to stick with him as my third pick for the Cavaliers. But I got to keep an eye on Scott Barnes, a prodigy of L Boogie Meeks. The streets is talking, baby.
Street. And I want ESPN. I need them to apologize to me. And my man Scotty ain't one of the four spaces. It's the boy Green, Suggs, Mobley, and Cunningham. They're the top four, and they have Scotty five and below. And I'm going to tell you this. He's your next Greek Freak. He can do everything that the Greek Freak could do. You want to talk about his offensive game? It's his defensive game that's his strength. He needs to work at his jump shot, his floater. But I tell you this, in that open court, you're going to see something special. And I'm not knocking anyone who did not have Scotty in their top four, but you cannot go wrong picking him if you do. It's going to be interesting to see what Houston does. It's going to be interesting to see what Toronto does. I may see him at Toronto, you know, but it's going to be interesting 5, 6, and 7. With Golden State at 7. So what Orlando's going to do. So it's going to be very, very interesting what's going on. Eric Bledsoe has been, him and my man Vinerines has been traded over to Memphis. To OKC for Steve Adams over at to go to Memphis and Eric Bledsoe. Do you think that Memphis got better with the trade, getting Steve Adams over to Memphis with Eric Bledsoe from the Pelicans? See, you with me? I see you.
Steve Adams is with Memphis, right?
Yes. Along
great
with Eric Bledsoe.
Big, and I like Bledsoe's role. He's not Drew Holiday, but he's not going to be nowhere near the third or fourth guy. Again, you know, he was trying to make him be the third guy. Couldn't do it. That's a good role for him. Steve Adams is a great pickup, you know. So the sky's the limit for Memphis, man. I think they won the deal easily, you know. Pelicans, I like Donald, but he's a 12-12 guy, you know. Tristan Thompson, a little better than Tristan Thompson, you know. But I think Memphis easily got the best deal, easily. Steve Adams, he's the right player for that. He's in his prime. He's a leader. He's going to play his role. He's physical. He's going to get rebounds.
It's gonna clear the lane for Jai and Brooks, and it's gonna be nice this year, man. It's gonna be nice. Gotta watch out for those guys. And they beat Memphis, and they beat Golden State in that playoff round, so they don't care about nobody. Okay, so they're young too. Steve Adams, that glue, the guy who been there before, could pick up.
Man, I'm just wondering who's gonna will and deal, who's gonna be Ric Flair and willing and dealing during this off season. You know, on draft night, it's gonna be real interesting, man. It's gonna be real interesting. When we come back, we're going to give you the big dummy of the day. Streets, it's Boogie, it's Ro, it's ICE, it's OZ the Buck. We wildin' out, it's Wednesday. And don't forget, world, you better tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends. Streets!
Don't think much more, son. I'm on, yo. Seen it all and been through it all, yo. That's how niggas know right now, yo. The mother for real, for real.
Queen B, baby.
That's the truth.
Lil' Kim. B.I.G.
I'm lying.
Yo. Blowing niggas with rusty ass German things. Giving the dough as I motherfucking claim the fame. Throwing your wet suit when it rains and falls and all. Hit them with the fall, don't even know them from a hole in the wall. Get at me, niggas wanna clap me. Snitches wanna rap me, put it right where they back be. Keep my guns close to me, enemies even closer. Sending kites with the Motorolas, yo. Give them the cold shoulder with a hollow tip to match. Bad apple out of the bat, so set for gat. Since a little dude, eating niggas full buck 50s. Niggas can kill me, but they coming with me. How about that? Send the queen bee to attack. Only your fly bitch like that can leave him relaxed. Rock him to sleep, make him think the drama is dead. Yo, I smile up in your face, but I'm fighting instead.
Yo, it's the real shit, shit to make you feel shit. Dump him in the club, shit. Have you out and out when bumped it. Blood to your ears from the war uncut. Have a nigga OD, cause it's never enough. Yo, it's the real shit, shit to make you feel shit. Dump him in the club, shit. Have you out and out when bumped it. Blood to your ears from the war uncut. Have a nigga OD, cause it's never enough. Hot damn hole, here we go again. Light as a rock, bitch, hard as a cop, bitch. This shit not for blocks, through hard tops in the parking lot. Where my nigga rock, like the fuck a lot. My book launched down, speak for itself. Like a wrestler, another notch under my belt. The embezzler, chrome treasurer. The UNO competitor, I'm 10 steps ahead of ya. I'm a leader, yeah, I'm some following shit. Coming in this game on some modeling shit. Bitch, just suck cock just to get to the top. I put 100% in every line I drop. It's the Q to the B with the M-O-B-B. Queensbridge, Brooklyn, and we D-double-E-P. What? Yeah, I wish I lived a life I lived. And yo, proud of you. Tell them what this is, done. Yo, it's the real shit. Shit to make you feel shit. Dump them in the club, shit. Have you out and out when bumped it. Drug to your ears from the war uncut. Have a nigga OD, cause it's never enough. Yo, it's the real shit. Shit to make you feel shit. Dump them in the club, shit. Have you out and out when bumped it. Drug to your ears from the war uncut. Have a nigga OD, cause it's never enough.
I can never get enough of it. Yo, that's my shit. I need that shit to boost my adrenaline. You rock that shit, that real life shit. Makes bitches wanna thug it, makes the projects love it. You come through like fuck it. Yo, want problems, pursue it. Let's do it. Infamous small bosses. Check out the portrait at the round table. My thun speaking with his twin ghost. It's gangsta how we rock. While you watch, attracted to our style. This is how we get down. With big jewelry and big guns, we get busy and get grisly. Beat niggas bloody, twist niggas frontin'. Get the running. For the men's get the dumping, the fans get the thumping. MOBV got the whole spot jumping. When my niggas step in the place, damn, you gotta love it.
The real shit, shit to make you feel shit. Dump them in the club, shit. Have you out and out when bumped it. Drugs to your ears from the war uncut. Have a nigga OD, cause it's never enough.
The real
shit, shit to make you feel shit. Dump them in the club, shit. Have you out and out when bumped it. Drugs to your ears from the war uncut. Have a nigga OD, cause it's never enough.
With me, ICE. T-Roll, Styles the Guy, oh yeah, OG the Buck, my DJ, oh yeah, we've been talking Olympics, we've been talking NBA news, NBA draft, NFL, we've been talking Deshaun Watson, Simone Biles, the GOAT of gymnastics, man. We've been wilding today, man. And because we've been wilding, you know it's that time of the show, man.
And with that being said, the big dummy of the day has to go out to, I'm going to give it to, the Houston Texans. You want to know why? Because right now, in the NFL, in the streets, you're the dummy. You want to know why? You haven't put Deshaun Watson on any type of list. You let him come back to camp. You traded my man DeAndre Hopkins, and just a year. I mean, it was all good just a week ago, and now this situation. You haven't said anything in the news to justify why he's in camp. You haven't traded him, so your locker room at this point is in chaos. So for July 28th, on the streets is talking, the Houston Texans organization owner, boss, you are the big dummy of the day.
You big dummy. You big cold-blooded dummy. You big dummy. See what you did? Oh, no, you big dummy.
Yeah, you dummy. What they gonna do, ICE? What are they gonna do, man? I don't understand it. I just don't understand it, man. So, it's that time of the show, man. You know
they
what
about
mean?
To have the number one pick in next year's draft. That's what's about to happen. What it do, Street?
ICE, you got any shout-outs before we get out of here?
Hey, man, shout out to the world, baby. Hey, L Boogie, you always doing your thing, baby. Shout out to T-Rizzy, Style the Guy. Buffy, you always doing it big, baby. You always think I'm at the goddamn Mirage. Best around with you, boy. I got dog and got dig it, boy. But guess what, L Boogie? The Browns start, man. The Browns start. Let's get ready, baby. The city of Cleveland about to start rocking, baby. The whole world, you saw LeBron James changing. He changed just a little bit, okay? The Browns won the Super Bowl. It's over for the whole world, baby. Hey!
Y'all ain't going nowhere.
See, Rizzy, you got any shout-outs before we get out of here?
Say, man. Hey, Boomie. Y'all got your voice signed. I don't know what that means, but I hope it's good for 363 days. Because he ain't going to be there next season. Hey, to the Cleveland Browns, I don't know, man. Y'all might want to hold up on that. Y'all might want to hold up, you know. I love y'all, man. To the streets, man. My bad. Boy, working, grinding around this bad boy, man. But I love y'all. I'll catch you on Super Saturday. ICEOG the Buck, that boy SCG the Young One, and Big Brother Boo. Hey, Boo, man, I see you making all your cameos, motherfucker. Don't worry about it. I got to catch on my board. I got to get my pitch taken. I'm fucking around here in Cleveland in the next couple of weeks. I see y'all, though. That's love, baby. I love y'all. Let's go.
Street. ICE. I hope the cast selects Scotty, baby. Oh, man. We definitely going to be in the building. Street. Shout out to my man, to all the young men who will live out their dream and get drafted in the first and second round and get some tryouts, man. I just want to give everybody a shout out who's fulfilling their dream and who's going to create some generational wealth for their family, man. Shouts out to them. Shouts out to the callers, D-Mac, man. I see you, baby. T-Rizzy, man. I see you, Dave-Vale. I see you, baby. Hey, I see you, Chef. Hey, man, you left me and came back. I was going to get you in, man, but you left. We get you in Saturday. You the number one caller when we get in, man. You know we got you. Shout out to everybody who listened all over the world. You know, we come on every Wednesday, 7 p.m. Eastern time. We come on Saturday, 10 a.m. Eastern time, and that's live. If you want to go back and listen to the show, get with us on the podcast, man, blogtalkradio.com. Category sports, type in DA, that's the streets of talking. You know what I mean? I'm Boogie. We got my man's Ro, ICE, Styles the God, OG the Buck. And as always, world, keep inspiring us. Hey, picture is rolling. And tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole lot of girlfriends. Simone Biles, BLM. D-Wig, happy birthday again, son. Love you.
Number one on my list, Clinton Correctional Facility.
All you bitch ass CEOs. Can you niggas see me from there? Ballin' on y'all fuck ass.
Picture me rollin', baby. Yeah. All the niggas up in them cell blocks. I told y'all niggas when I come home it's on. That's right, nigga. Picture me rollin'. Oh, I forgot. The DA. Yeah, that bitch had a lot to talk about, of course. Can the hoe see me from here? Can you see me, huh? Picture me rubbing. And all you punk police, can you see me? Am I clear to you? Picture me rubbing, nigga. Legit. Free like OJ all day. Can't stop me. You know I got my niggas up in this motherfucker. Manu, Pang, Sai, Mogo, Mowbray. Sad dog, sad. Can you picture us rolling? Can you see me rolling? Y'all ready for me? We about this bitch. Anytime y'all wanna see me again, rewind this track right here, close your eyes, and picture me rolling.